The next patient is David Brown. The last name is B-R-O-W-N. David is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that has a history of a chronic kidney disease, stage 4, that is going back to 10 years ago, period. This patient has a long history of diabetes mellitus and has had complications related to the peripheral vascular disease, left carotid arteriectomy is suspected. And this is despite the fact that left carotid arteriectomy was done and restenosis is suspected. And they want to do an angiogram in order to clarify the severity of the obstruction and make the decision regarding surgery. The patient has remained with the serum creatinine. That is 2.9, and an estimated GFR that is around 20 mLs per minute with a proteinuria of 1,500. This makes him a high risk to develop contrast nephropathy. However, if the procedure is necessary, it has to be done, and the consequences in case of a kidney function loss will be dialysis, and will be willing to start the patient on dialysis, period. Number two, the patient has a diabetes mellitus. Unfortunately, we don't have a hemoglobin A1C, but the patient states that the blood sugar is oscillated between 120 and 160 most of the time. We are going to request hemoglobin A1C. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control most of the time. The blood pressure reads in the office 150 over 82, 155 over 81, 157 over 86. The patient claims that this reading is better at home. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease that is in remission. There is the possibility of a lambda spike in the urine immunoelectrophoresis that at this point doesn't have any significant clinical meaning, even more in the patient that doesn't have evidence of anemia. Period. The following number, the patient has a history of a stroke with the left hemiparesis that has been recovering progressively, still unsteady when he walks. The following number, the patient has some degree of metabolic acidosis that is most likely related to CKD4. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.